RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think the NFL, pro sports in general, deserves this kind of scrutiny. Not even that controversial. It's just, I wonder if Love plays if Green Bay isn't clinched for the playoffs. They're in for sure. Very little left to be decided, sadly, disappointingly, with 2 weeks to go in the NFL season in terms of who is going to the playoffs and who is not. Nothing in the NFC except the NFC South winner, which isn't itself that exciting anyway, Carolina and Tampa Bay, but it's something. And then in the AFC, you have the Steelers-Ravens thing, which is almost all over already, but not quite, with Pittsburgh. And then Indianapolis has around a 5% chance of getting in, but nothing better than that. We know the teams for the most part. Sal Capaccio with me now on the Wester Hotline. Sal, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was good. It wasn't a lot of really good football, but we knew that going in. You know, nothing to really say like, oh my gosh, I'm really looking forward to this. But I was looking forward, I guess, mostly to that night game and thought the Chiefs had a shot, and sure enough, they did. But didn't go their way. Went to my mom's house yesterday. That was nice. So I had to spend the day with family, and it was good. It was good. Hope you had a good day too.
I did. Kansas City paying it all back in the close games department this year. Just,
yes,
they have an overtime win over the Colts, but every other one score game, I think they've lost, kind of the opposite of last year. I didn't see much of anything yesterday, but I wanted to bring this up about Washington, and maybe you saw this. Do you know Washington's record this year in standalone games?
I do. I saw the stat, yes.
0-8.
0-7. 0-8. 0-8. And a negative 77 differential in points.
First of all, 8 standalone games. I mean, I don't know if anything was flexed either, because they've never been good this year. All 8 have been losses. The most since the 2010 Cowboys. They might have had 6 then. I'm not sure if this is like the all-time record. It might be, because there are more of these games than ever. I probably want to guess that it is. 8 losses in, games that are not at 1 or 4:25 on Sundays. That's really all that is. It's amazing.
And then next year, they won't have that same treatment. I mean, they were put in that spot this year because of the season they had last year because of Jaden Daniels, but that's gone away. So next year, you won't see them in that spot. So who knows? Maybe they'll have a resurgence next year and they'll play this game or the following year, but yeah, I think they're going to be much, much less highlighted next year.
Yeah. So the Bills and the latest on injury, Sal. Jordan Poyer to miss this game. What will that mean as you see it?
Well, I don't know how the Bills will necessarily play it from a down-to-down basis, because they could match up, personnel, and there could be different people out there. But I think generally the consensus would be, because he went out there and he was the first guy out there, that Cam Lewis would be the natural first backup. He is also the natural backup to Taron Johnson. But they like Cam Lewis a lot, and he knows the system. He knows everything to do. So I think that he would probably be the guy to go there, and if something were to happen to Taron Johnson, and he also then goes in and fills in for him, and then you'd have probably Jordan Hancock go back and play safety. Interestingly, though, I do think Darnell Savage is an interesting guy here because we haven't seen him yet in a Bills uniform, and I wonder what they feel about him, what he could bring to the table. He's been here for a few weeks, but that's personnel-wise. Otherwise, I think, you know, what Jordan has meant to settle down the secondary has been a lot. What he's meant to Cole Bishop has been really great. You know, but Sean McDermott made a good point today. He said Cole's kind of used to different guys there. He played a lot with DeMar. He played a lot with Jordan Poyer. He played a lot with Taylor Rapp. So they're not concerned about that. And I would understand that as well. But I do like the combination that it's been with Jordan Poyer and Cole Bishop. And Poyer had a really good game last week. So let's hope that it's just not something that's going to keep him out long term. You were just talking about, you know, if the Packers had it, didn't have it clinched, would they go with Jordan Love? I think the Bills have to also start thinking about that, Mike. And I think Sean McDermott answered a question like that today, interestingly enough, to kind of give you an indication that they're starting to think like that a little bit when it comes to management and guys and injuries and where they are right now.
Well, that's been something we've talked about for a while here. The season has always been tracking to the point we're at, which is they will still have something to play for. It might even be the division title. They can't lay down with all their right. good players, but it could end up being a little bit more of an effort than they'd prefer to take or make because they're likely to be a wild card here. So what do you think this is going to look like, Sal, whether it's this game or next week? Next week, meaning if there's still a game behind New England, what do you think it'll look like if McDermott indeed wants to play it carefully?
I think they still play their regular complement of players. There's only so many you can sit, as you said. It's a 48-man roster. I think you're scoreboard watching if you get it next week, to be honest with you. Now, we don't know what next week's schedule looks like. It could kind of solve itself before they need to, right? I mean, the league could put the Patriots, let's just say the Bills and Patriots have the same result this week, so they do go one more week. The league could put the Patriots on Saturday, and the Bills would know by Sunday if they should rest guys or not.
I want to say, though, they probably wouldn't do that. I mean, maybe there are exceptions to this, but in a situation like that, they want to have the two teams playing simultaneously so that nobody gets an advantage knowing the other's result.
I 100% agree. I know how that works. I believe they had this kind of similar situation with the Chiefs a few years ago, and they played them on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs were going for the one seed, and they won, and they got it, so everybody else knew that they couldn't get the one seed.
I just wonder if that's different than a division race.
It could be. Yep, it could be very well. So let's just say, though, you're right. So let's go back to the original part. The way I'm thinking, Mike, is so then you're probably scoreboard watching. You're putting them on the same time, let's say 1 p.m. Sean McDermott is trying to win the game, but people are telling him what's going on in the Patriots and Dolphins, and the Patriots have a 2-touchdown lead in the second half. Maybe you start pulling guys out and go, okay, we're not going to risk anything here. I think it's really interesting. But he did give an indication today. What he said today was, when he met with the media, he did the Extra Point Show, his weekly appearance with me, and then he met with the media, so you get extra stuff there. And he was asked kind of this sort of question, and he said, you have to keep the main thing the main thing. He said, but you also have to multitask, and that's on me, he said, meaning him, where he wants everybody else to do what they're supposed to do, but he's got to kind of think about that and think through it. And I think that's interesting to even say that.
Mm-hmm. One other example of this kind of thing would be the year the Bills broke the drought, and and the Ravens were playing for that last spot, and they put both teams on at 4:25 or 4 o'clock so that one would not know the other's outcome. By the way, remember who the Dolphins' starting quarterback was for that game?
Was it Matt Moore? Fiedler? No.
Jay Cutler.
Can't remember which one. Cutler. Okay, man, I'm getting so many Dolphins.
There's a lot of them.
Backup quarterbacks, you know, in my brain here for a while. Yeah, you're right. And then in that game, Mike, they were getting updates on what was going on. Like, you know, McDermott was. He wasn't, like, telling the team. But I'm telling you, I was there on the sidelines, and people were yelling it to the players. Like, you guys, you know, the Bengals are up. Oh, Ravens are winning. You know, and I remember that happening, and
sure.
McDermott's talked about that in the past. So we'll see. But as far as this week is concerned, the Patriots do play before the Bills. I don't expect the Patriots to lose. I expect fully the Patriots to win. However, I will say they are pretty depleted with some injuries.
Yes.
And the Jets are home, And Aaron Glenn is the kind of guy that's going to do whatever he can to spoil the party, right? He's just that kind of coach. He's going to want to – every win, every down is going to matter. So it is at least something to pay attention to.
I'm on the Jets. I told you that on Wednesday. I'll just hedge it by taking the points, but it's two touchdowns. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm expecting a close game, I guess is what I want to say.
I am too. I expect the Jets to keep it a little closer. They kept it close in New England on a Thursday night earlier this year. Mm-hmm. Different situation. But I do think the same thing. And look at, the Patriots are down. Mac Hollins, Booty, Milton Williams isn't coming back.
Right.
Harold Landry is out. Spillane is out. They're down, guys.
I like the Cutler trivia question for, like, opposing quarterbacks. That's the last game of his career. And he came right out. He left that game immediately. It was meaningless for Miami, and he played one possession. They punted, and he was never seen again. David Fales went in and played that game out for Miami. That's the game where the Bills break the drought and then go to the locker room. Of course, their game is over earlier, and they get to watch the Bengals upset from there. And the Bengals had a good lead that day and lost it. Baltimore came back on them. Early on, it looked like maybe Cincinnati was going to cruise, but ended up being the famous Tyler Boyd play.
You know, Mike, I think about this question you asked me, and I've been thinking about it a lot, too. And there's two parts to it. It's, you know, like, the division. You want to win the division. You want to have a home game. Like, why wouldn't you? I think that would be the number one thing that if it gets you to, okay, we got to play our guys. I do wonder about seeding, though, like how much that matters to them. You know, like, you could, maybe the vision isn't in the window anymore, but, wow, if we win, got to go here. If you lose, you got to go here. And I don't know. I just, not that, you know, you talk about, you've talked many times about choosing your opponent in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that in a way that the Bills, they wouldn't have full control over that. I totally understand. But they could kind of find their way to it a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, it's still two weeks. And you can easily overthink this. Trying to set up for a certain matchup. I think probably I would guess that the Bills just don't get that far. That it's, we're going on the road. We want to be a little careful, 50-50, tiebreakers on injured players. But wherever it takes us is where it takes us. Because that is very possibly three road games. And if you spend too much of an effort trying to pick out your path, you know, you're going to have a tough time being right, just with other results. I would like, let's talk about Denver for a minute, because you watched them last night. And much like New England and Jacksonville, like, these are teams that have almost no meaningful playoff history, recent history. They're newbies to this thing. But they've all had great seasons, not so the Steelers. You could include the Chargers if you want here with still a chance at the AFC West, or even Houston, I suppose. That's the theme this year in the AFC. Denver last night, I didn't see the game. I know it was a struggle, like you said. Sam Panayotovich on with me earlier said, the Bills would kill Denver. He's not even worried about it. I don't know. How good is Denver?
It's a tough question because I don't want to sit here and go, I don't think they're that good. They won 13 games. You got to be good to win 13 games. I think they have a good coach who can be creative and put them in good spots. I wasn't super impressed with Knicks last night until he was making plays out of structure. That's kind of been who he's been lately. He's not been super accurate from the pocket. He was missing some throws last night, by the way. Threw a couple dimes, but he missed a few throws. He was good out of structure, out of the pocket, running, using his legs. They're very good on defense with certain, and, you know, getting after the passer. They can definitely do that for sure. But they've had some teams put a few numbers on them, including Jacksonville. So I just lump them in with a lot of teams in the AFC. I don't think there's any dominant team in the AFC. I think every team can beat any team that's in the field and lose to any team in the field. This is not a year where you have a Kansas City where it would just take everything's got to go right for you and wrong for them to beat them. That's not the case here against Denver or against Jacksonville or against Buffalo, to be quite honest. Like, it's going to come down to a few plays made here or there, and they've made their plays this year. They've won 11 one-score games this year, and that means they've made some plays in the moments they've made them. But, Mike, last night they're playing a really depleted, almost like a preseason type of roster with Kansas City, including the quarterback, and they were down late in the third quarter, and it took them a drive in the fourth quarter to ultimately win the game.
Right. Back to the Bills, Kincaid and Knox both listed as questionable. That's the full list of questionable listed players, the two tight ends. Is there any way to rank? Are you doing this, like ranking each guy's chances of playing? Who's more likely to sit or whatever?
Not ranking them, but I'm not like overly concerned about either guy playing, not playing, because they've kind of done this with Dalton Kincaid, and McDermott himself has said it's more injury management. It's why he's not practicing. You know, he pops up in the injury report, and you know, I know a lot of people, oh my God, there he is, he's hurt again. It's really just something they've been dealing with. They're trying to be smart with it, as Sean McDermott said, and he played last week, but he hasn't played a lot of snaps. So probably looking at the same thing again. He'll play, not get a ton of snaps, hopefully. But, you know, Dawson, I will tell you, during the game, I could tell there was something, he was laboring a little bit. You could tell that. But he practiced today, and I don't think he finished the game last week. That's generally a sign that, you know, he should be good to go. This is the kind of game where, you know, you're probably going to lean on the run game a lot. It's not going to be a game where I think Dalton Kincaid has to be, you know, super big in the passing game. It's not going to be the best weather necessarily. I think both these teams want to run the ball. So you're looking more at Jackson Hawes and Dawson Knox and Reggie Gilliam. So you're probably looking at kind of a similar pattern to what you saw last week.
The weather on Sunday, what, into the 30s, maybe a little wet?
It might be the worst kind of weather that you want for a game, which is like mid-30s with rain.
Yeah, no fun at all.
I mean, that is just, yeah, not fun. Pat Hammer was on with me today on the Extra Point Show, and he said the same thing. He said it's just kind of most miserable football weather you can get. The rain will be more of like a steady nuisance, he said. It won't be really hard rain, but you're looking at probably mid to high 30s, so closer to 40, which isn't too bad. The good news is not much wind at all, but pretty much a steady rain, and that... that's going to create a little bit of a slicker condition. He said, in Pat's opinion, he said, it's the kind of weather that's probably going to affect the field and the passing game and the kicking game.
Talking about the injuries, the Barnes Firm injury report. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. What do you think of the Eagles? Are they, for you, close to what they were last year? They've had these seasons where they're almost like two parts, and that's gone both directions. This one, they were going along, it seemed, just fine, and then some bumps. Now, lately, they've won a couple against weaker teams.
They're not the same team, to me, that they have been. But they still have so much talent, you just wonder when they're going to put together. It's almost like when we watched Kansas City the last couple of years at times going, yeah, but they're going to figure it out. They'll put it together. They'll just start, you know, beating the heck out of teams. And it just hasn't happened. Now, the last couple of weeks it has, right? But they played lesser opponents, so you don't really know what that is. But you're waiting for the running game and Saquon to just explode, and they've been better lately, but you know, he's had some struggles this year, and you're waiting for the big passing game to unfold, and they'll have a play here or a play there. What's really done it for them, though, their defense has been very good. They've been one of the better defenses in the league over the last like month and a half, and that's what's kind of helping them win games and giving their offense opportunities to do what they have to do. But they have a few injuries. Lane Johnson is out, as you heard Zach say, and from Lou DiBiase, who was on our Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, he said, and I've heard this from other people, other than like Jalen Hurts, he's probably the most important player on their offense, Lane Johnson, the way that they play and how good they are. I mean, Barkley, of course, but you know, hasn't had necessarily the year. But their defense is good. They got some good young players over there. I just wonder about them. Like, they're not locked into the three. They can get the two, but they're three or two, right? That's their seed, and they're going to be home. And they're probably going to play against, I guess they could play Green Bay, but they're going to play against either Green Bay or one of the NFC West teams. So it's an interesting spot for them as well.
It's very similar, isn't it? Both conferences are this, where how badly do you want it? If I'm Philadelphia, I'm not sure I want it that badly. I'm not sure which is better. I mean, I guess as a three, we've had this with the Bills. You go on the road in the second round if there are no upsets. Right. That's not, you know, ideal. But
well, I think for them, if you get to the two, wouldn't you, at this point, wouldn't you rather play Green Bay than the Rams coming to your place?
Probably. There's a 60-some percent chance that it's Seattle if the Niners win their two games. And, I mean, I that's okay. It's interesting how it hasn't happened yet, but it's very possible Sam Darnold is putting down the exact same season that he just did for Minnesota.
I know.
He goes to a new team, and they're pretty much dominant until they get to the end, and if... like, what happened with Minnesota last year, they lost that last week and had to go to L.A., and suddenly 14 wins wasn't that great. And that's right where Seattle is. So, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but could end up with the same conversation about him in the offseason. Like, all right, so what about it? All those wins, good for you. maybe a couple Player of the Week awards or something, but you know what in the end was very tough division. Who would be the team? Most people seem to say the Rams for this. Who would be the best? Who's the best team in the NFC? Like, who would be your pick?
Yeah, I think with all things equal, healthy, I think it's the Rams. I do. I think, but I don't think they're unbeatable. I mean, even, you know, the Seahawks beat them, and they've had a couple games where they haven't looked themselves, but for the most part, they are, I think, the best overall team, top to bottom, in the NFC.
Okay. Well, it'll be an interesting one. Maybe not the highest stakes. We talked about the schedule when it came out. I said all the time, I feel like they might have wasted Philadelphia, Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of did. I mean, there have been other big games, and can't have everything, but it's a little bit of an anticlimax here for these two. I'm with the Jets, though. So are you. Like, maybe that just sort of, you get a shocker there, and that just changes everything come 4:25 Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
If that happens. Then it's going to feel like we were wrong to complain about anything all year.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, then you'd be lamenting, going, oh, my God, I can't believe they could get to the one seed if it wasn't for losing that one game or whatever, because they would have, you know, because Denver's sitting there right now. But you're right. I mean, you know, if it does happen, if something crazy were to happen and the Jets were to pull the upset, you're right. You roll into that 4:25 p.m. game with a much different vibe, I think, than what it currently stands. And you're like, I don't really know what this means right now.
Thank you, Sal. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearance is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. What's your outlet? Really, what is it? The Friday Drive at 5 is brought to you by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. By Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. And by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break? Get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Bulldog is, plain to see, not here. But he sent me picks. We both stunk last week. No ground was gained. He's got 5 games for me. I've got 5 games for him. And we will share this vital information with you after the update. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, even. Thanks for listening. Mike Shope here on WGR.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And what if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Bulldog sent me his picks. I've got mine. My lead is still 5.5 games, I believe. Or six, something like that. 5 or 6 over him. But I am returning to the mean, I guess. And I'm in no way surprised. I never thought I had a handle on this. Just more a lucky streak. 49-39-4 is my record. He's 44-46-3. Which means he's picked one more game than I have. That doesn't help the math. Maybe I should pick a sixth game. We have 10 different games here this week. Neither of us is brave enough to venture into Giants-Raiders. The two teams with the worst records in the NFL meeting in Week 17. And the Raiders might be outdoing themselves by putting Brock Bowers on IR. Now they're doing the same with Max Crosby, and they say Crosby wants to play. But the Raiders are like, no, we don't need you. So what will this game look like? The Giants already have looked like a team that wants the first pick, that knows what the stakes are for these games. I mean, players always want to compete and win. We know that. We've been through this 1,000 times. The Giants play Minnesota. I'm an idiot for picking them last week. Or even the week before. At least last week I should have known. I've been saying since that Patriots game that they lost, they didn't want to win. Well, why would I, you know, pick them then? I knew that they didn't want to win. Last week, they've got Jackson Dart, a first-round pick. Oh, you want to see what he can do against Minnesota? No, they want to hand off 18 times in a row to start the game and hardly throw the ball ever. 35 passing yards. What they want, and I don't really blame them, is for him to get through the season. Play, but survive more than beat anybody or flash. You got Shuck in New Orleans, who looks kind of interesting, and they're winning games, which is, I don't know, in one sense, maybe dumb, but that's what's happening. The Giants don't seem to want any part of that, and now they're playing a Raider team that's going to sit its best guys. What could this game look like? I'm not going there. And neither is Bulldog. Here are my picks for Week 17. Pick one. I'm taking the Bills minus 1.5 against Philadelphia. I think there's a chance if I get the Jets upset, which would be incredible, that the Bills walk into this game with some suddenly higher stakes, which would be much higher if the Jets were to win that game against the Patriots. Even without, not a super important game for Philadelphia, The total is 44.5. I think people are expecting a more conservatively played game, not a showdown game between two top teams. So Bills at home minus 1.5. And then for pick two, I'll take the Jets. Money where my, quote, money where my mouth is. The picks are not for money, but I have bet the game with money. So there. 13.5 is my number. The Jets, division game, home. I don't know, the Aaron Glenn point, the Brady Cook having started already point, the Patriots injuries point. The Patriots have not dominated teams. They have some lopsided wins, but they've not just blown anybody out, really. Maybe one or two games. Not the Jet game when they met earlier in the season. Jets plus 13.5, late December, at home, all of it. Pick three. I'll take both of these. 3 and 4 are the two Saturday games. I'm going to take Houston and the 1.5 I get with the Texans at the Chargers tomorrow afternoon. It's already baked in. I'm not thinking of something that the others haven't thought of, but the edge rushers against a depleted Chargers line and an injured Herbert. Houston on the road, plus 1.5. And reluctantly, I will take the Ravens and the 4.5 against Green Bay tomorrow night. Jordan Love is not going to play They've clinched now. Detroit's loss. Green Bay is in. And maybe the Eagles, maybe the Packers, maybe even the Bills or the Texans, you know, maybe these are all teams that just don't push it here in these late season games. I mean, the playoffs are almost entirely set, just not seeding. And it's debatable at best how important the seedings are for these teams that are either locked in as a home team or a road team. The Bills are not quite locked in, but it's close. Again, that could really change significantly on Sunday. But I'll take the Ravens and 4.5. Probably no Lamar Jackson. That seems like it might be fractured again with that team and that quarterback and that coach. It gets old. But no Jordan Love. Maybe the Packers do likewise with other guys. Josh Jacobs has been on and off the injury report. Give me the Ravens. Now, Pittsburgh can clinch the AFC North with a win Sunday, but that won't be settled by Saturday night, by tomorrow night. So Baltimore still has life. And that team has won a lot of games. I want to give them some credit for that and not just entirely make it about the drama. And then pick five. Oh, we do both have this game. I'm taking Indianapolis. Don't ask me why. All right, you got that? Don't ask me. 6.5 at home against Jacksonville. A little bit of a buster game. Indianapolis coming off a one-sided home loss on national TV. The Jaguars win decisively in Denver. This is another road division game late in the season where I'd be willing to take the points. Either the Colts hang in there, maybe even win it, or just get destroyed. I'll take my chances with the Colts. So we do both have that game. Bulldog is on Jacksonville. On the other side of it, -6.5. Didn't notice that. His picks are the Jaguars with the 6.5, giving the 6.5 to the Colts in Indianapolis. He's on Tennessee, +2.5 at home against New Orleans. I looked at that. I wanted to pick the Saints, but maybe we're getting a little bit carried away with the Saints. Road favorite against anybody. Quarterback looks okay. Does Tennessee's quarterback look okay? That's a big win against Kansas City last week. Not big for their draft status, but at least it was something to build on, maybe. So Bulldog is going to take the Titans and the points at home. Pick three, he wants San Francisco -3 against the Bears. I couldn't do it. Another one where the favorite here is coming off a really impressive showing, San Francisco. And we all saw it. They might not have George Kittle. I'm expecting him not to play. John Lynch, the GM, said game time decision. I think that means he doesn't play. And that's a big loss. The Niners still playing for a chance at the one. Pretty high stakes for both teams. The Bears could use the win too. They're trying to lock down the 2 seed ultimately, freeze out the Packers. Chris is on the 49ers -3. He's with Sam Panayotovic on the Browns. +3 at home against Pittsburgh. I have not thought about, this is what Christmas will do. I have not thought about that game at all. And the Steelers just seem like such a sure thing to win that division now. I mean, the Browns gave the Bills a game, and Sam liked the Browns a lot when I talked to him earlier. So Cleveland +3. And then Bulldogs' fifth pick is Carolina against the Seahawks home +7.5. The Panthers don't need this win. They need next week's against Tampa. If they win next week, they'll have the NFC South. They can win the division this week only if Tampa loses to Miami and they win their game. So, I don't know. I've tried on Carolina a lot.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This year, and I seem to always miss the mark, I liked him a little bit when the Bills went there. It was a blowout. Other times, I've wanted to be done with them, and they win. So I don't have the stomach for the Panthers. 7.5, the number, home to Seattle. There, you do have the west-to-east 1 o'clock start thing in Carolina's favor there, that extra half point, too. Just think, there's a big gap for me between these two teams. I couldn't get there on Carolina. All right, so mine, Bills, Jets, Texans, Ravens, Colts. Four dogs and the Bills. Bulldog is going Jacksonville, Tennessee, San Francisco, Cleveland, and Carolina. All right, let's roll the ball out, see what happens. Week 17 resumes tomorrow afternoon, 4:25. That's the Texans-Chargers game. That is an NFL Network game. Then the night game is a Peacock production, Baltimore and Green Bay. We're not even to Sunday, and we've already been on four different channels. Has the show ever sounded older than the use of the word channels? We had Netflix, then Prime, now NFL Network tomorrow, and then Peacock tomorrow. Old school on Sunday with CBS and Fox and then NBC at night. ESPN Monday night, eight different services for this week's games. That's where we're at in the world. I'm Mike Shope. Thanks for listening. It's Football Friday. I'll have more for you after this. This is WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.